Man, I feel like this setting the bar story is obvious. But it's
like
obvious.
Don't microwave aluminum foil in the microwave. It's like that kind of obvious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we found out a lot of people didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't think everybody knows that.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. But this is a setting the bar story, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without sticking a 100-year-old World War I bomb up your butt... I don't think we want to know why, Kelly. Then you're doing okay. So this happened in France. Surgeon performing a procedure on a patient. Then they were like, oh, what's this? It turned out it was a World War I shell inside them. So that caused people to freak out because it's a bomb.
Yeah. Did they understand that before they started the procedure so they knew how to be like a super extra careful, or did they just discover that while they were in there for some other reason?
They discovered it. He had a pain, and so that's what they were investigating. Then they
just
found that they had to call the bomb squad, all that stuff. It's not an old war injury, no. The guy's 24 years old. He was complaining of discomfort.
And he must have just forgotten, I put something up my butt. Maybe that might have something to do with it.
Maybe
that
just slipped our mind. Yeah, maybe. Mm. So, I mean, we don't need to connect the dots anymore, but just let's just say, fortunately, the bomb squad determined that the shell was harmless.
Oh, good.
In that it's not going to explode.
Not going to detonate. Got it.
Right. However, there may be still some charges going this guy's way with some kind of weapons violation or something like that. So.
Maybe he found it at Grandpa's house, right, and thought, oh.
What's this?
This looks like it's pretty pricey. Like, I'm going to go.
Oh, steal it?
Steal it,
and
maybe I didn't have pockets.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have had stories where people try to smuggle things using their inner cavities.
And maybe that's just what he thought. That's the only way to get it out of Grandpa's house undetected. And then,
again, we're going
to
let
out later how to extract it.
We're going to go ahead and let... we're not going to connect every single dot here. We're going to let you just...
We're not going to go into the headspace of the person and how they got themselves into that situation.
We don't need to do that. We just need to...
My brain is wired for that. I need to know
already know. Yes, we do know that.
How and why. Okay, that's where my brain goes. I'm going to try to squash that. Okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah, because we don't have the answers to that, Kelly.
Okay.
It's just speculation. We have no idea.
But we use this as a life lesson.
That's right.
That we don't, when we encounter
100-year-old World War
I, insert that into any orifices in our body.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
As a best practice.
Yes, that's your setting the bar story.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.